This morning we're going to talk library, some library stuff. Michelle Anderson, the director of the Atlantic Public Library, is in with us this morning. And as you can tell, she's really psyched. And June is a busy month. You're going to be worn out by the end of June by the looks of the schedule.
Yes. Yeah. So we kind of ease off our events in May because we're getting ready for June and July. And then in August, we like need to recover. So there's not as much going on in August because that's recovering from June and July. But you know what? It's June now.
It is. And in fact, we're a week into June already. And already lots of things going on. But plenty more happening here. And, you know, you would think that in the summer months, the last thing children want to do is do anything that looks like education. But you've
but
got
it's
some,
so important.
It is. And you've got some good programming for
yeah.
it.
Yeah. So let me just put a little plug in. It is so important to keep your kids using those school skills during the summer because that's what reduces what they call the summer slide. So the summer slide means you forget things and things have to be retaught. So I know when I was a teacher, you know, they would essentially say like the first quarter of the new school year is reteaching because kids have forgotten. And so participating in the summer library programs gives you opportunities to make it fun, but practice some critical thinking skills, try your hands on some STEM things, you know, reading books. You might think it's just for enjoyment, but practicing those literacy skills is so, so important.
Well, and sometimes when they're given school assignments, the books they're reading might not necessarily be something they're really interested
yeah.
in or whatever. But in the summertime, they can read what interests them.
Yeah. Find something you want to read and read it. We like to say it all counts. You like to listen to audiobooks? Mm-hmm. Do audiobooks. Or if you're still learning to read, do the audio with the print so that if you struggle through some words, the audio will help you out, but you can still follow along and that will increase your fluency. Reading maps, reading cereal boxes, reading rules at the playground or at the swimming pool, like all of those things are practicing those literacy skills.
Isn't it funny? You'll hear some people say that, well, I don't really like to read very much, but they spend 6 hours a day staring at their phone, reading things on people's blogs and whatever else. You do read.
Oh, yes.
And you do enjoy it because it's a necessary skill to get along in society.
Yes.
It's just a matter of how you choose to read.
Right.
And frankly, you can pick things out that reading is somewhat like going to the theater and watching a movie. It's just in your mind. I mean, you're reading the director, the writer's words,
right.
and you're forming a mental picture of that.
Right.
It's no different.
Well, and there are also studies out there that, especially for older folks, reading mm-hmm. helps your brain health, but you don't have to be using your eyes to read. It's the story recall and the short-term memory. Do I remember what I read this morning? Mm-hmm. So what I read this afternoon makes sense. Like those are the things that keep your brain healthy. And it doesn't have to do at that point with literacy skills. It has to do with keeping your brain active in experiencing new things and having to recall where you are in the story, just like a movie or a TV show.
And isn't it nice that we have those options?
We have all those options.
Absolutely. Now, I know the summer reading log program, it kind of already is underway. It's started a little earlier, but is there still time for people to get involved?
Yes, absolutely. So besides all the library events that I said were busy, 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 we run a reading challenge. So kids keep track of their days they read. So like if you know, are into like social media streaks, that's what we're looking for. We're looking for kids that spend time every day. Our suggestion is 20 minutes a day reading. So kids just mark down for every day they read. And then teens and adults mark what books they read. So for every 2 books that they read, they get their name entered for a grand prize.
Nice.
So,
like prizes.
Yeah, there are prizes. That's part of the fun of summer reading.
Very good. Well, Now, and so if you want to know more about that, you can always stop by or call and find out more. But I know you had your kickoff already for the summer season.
Yes.
But again, like we said up front, you've got so much on the calendar. There's so much happening. What are some of the highlights?
So much going on. So let me do some of the stuff that's going to happen all summer. So every Tuesday morning, we have VIP Connections meeting at the library, and that's an adult social group. Every Tuesday at 11, Miss Sue does a story time at the Sunnyside Pool. Every Wednesday morning at 9 o'clock, Miss Sue is at Kitty Corral at Sunnyside Park with Art in the Park. Every Thursday morning at the library, we have toddler time. So it's a story time that's for kids 3 and under, but we welcome siblings. We know, especially in the summer, it's hard for families to come to toddler time if they couldn't bring siblings along. So bring the siblings along. If they're old enough, they're welcome to be in other parts of the library while you're in toddler time. Otherwise, they love that throwback feel of, oh yeah, I remember when I was in story time. Yeah, I think those are our regular ones.
Well, I was just looking at the breakdown here because you've got it broken down by like age groups.
Yes.
You know, for all ages and toddlers and children, teens, adults and all that. Oh my goodness. I don't know how you keep track of all this.
Well, Miss Sue is pretty amazing and she does most of the tracking. But then one I forgot to mention is our cooking demos. Mm. So we have 3 Tuesday nights where we are partnering with actually Kiwanis Club, and we're going to be doing cooking on a budget. So they'll be showing you some meal possibilities, and you'll get to taste test what they make. And I think we have a copy of the cookbook. I'm not sure if it's cataloged, but so that you can see other ideas that are good ways to stretch your food budget.
Awesome. Lots of great things out there. You know, and I recently had an opportunity to interview a gal from Illinois who is, she's portraying Lucy Pettingill, a station operator back a lot of years ago on the Underground Railroad, to talk to kind of personalize her story, and with the Hitchcock House here in the county. So many people have an interest in that. That should be kind of a fun. You never know what you're going to find at VIP Connection.
Yeah, so that's Tuesday, June 9. And so it's not on our summer calendar because it's part of VIP Connections for that day. But yes, she's going to present to us remotely. She's not coming in person, but she does a reenactment as to what it would be like to be a station operator on the Underground Railroad. And then a couple weeks later, VIP will be going to Hitchcock House for a tour that they've arranged to happen on a Tuesday morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot going on at that particular time. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. There are a lot of different types of things. And, you know, learning isn't just for kids.
Heavens no. Remember what I said about brain health?
Mm-hmm.
We all want to keep our minds sharp, and, you know, every day is a new opportunity to learn something.
Isn't it funny that all those years we thought learning was boring when we were kids, but then as adults we watch the History Channel, we check out books at the library that have to do with biographies and history and things like that. We're just fooling ourselves.
Okay, so textbooks were boring.
That's true, yeah.
So let's just set that aside and say textbooks are very dry and boring, but,
It just seems to me, Michelle, that there's an effort at the library to try to bring things in. It's not just, you know, words on the page anymore.
Right.
It's trying to bring things from the outside in so folks get a chance to maybe experience some things without having to go on site and do travel to do types of things. I mean, so a lot of the programming is built for that.
Yeah. So in the library world, we like to think of libraries as books and more. And here in Atlantic, our quick little tagline is spark ideas. So we like to give you opportunities to come across something new or interesting that you wouldn't have had the opportunity to interact with otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if they would like to find out more about all the activities and things that are happening at the library, it's pretty easy to do. You do a lot of outreach.
Right. So you'll find us at Produce in the Park once a month. So you can find us there. The library is open open on Thursday nights till 6. So if you go down to Produce in the Park and it's not past 6, you could always just pop into the library. We're really close. But we try to put all of our events on Facebook. So if you use Facebook, you can find library events there. If you say you're interested or want to go to an event, Facebook will remind you when it's going to happen. We also build a summer page of our website. So if you go to our website and now I have to think about what it's called. I think it's called Programs and Reading Challenges is the top heading. And the first subheading under that is Summer Library Programs. And all of our summer information is there, as well as all of our contacts. So if something is unclear, call us, email us, text us. We have a text number. You can text the library. So any way that we can clarify and get you information, we'd love to see you this summer.
And you know what's pretty neat is for the most part, all the things we talked about are free of charge.
Yes, absolutely. We're not charging for any of this. Sometimes we have events where we do have to do a small like supply fee, but nothing we're doing this summer comes with fees. This is all part of the service that we provide to the community.
Yep. Libraries are a resource that's available to everyone.
Yes, absolutely.
Very good. Did we miss anything? We talked about a lot.
We talked about a lot. I'm just going to leave it there because I don't know if we missed anything.
Michelle's head's going to explode here pretty soon. There's so much happening, but we hope not. Very good. Well, take advantage of some of the opportunities presented by your local library. The Atlantic Public Library, as we've outlined, is very busy here this summer, all for you. Michelle, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for the invitation.